Hey, welcome back to another episode of Friday Night Track Club TV. My name is Arj, I'm the head coach here at Performance Physique, and today we're talking about the Nike Pegasus Turbo 2s and the Zoom Foam. Check this out. So first up, this is the Nike Pegasus Turbo 2s. From Nike, obviously. First up, to give you a little bit of background for this shoe, the concept behind this shoe is taking what they've learned, that's Nike have learned from the Alpha Fly and the 4% Next Fly, and making it into a more accessible daily training shoe, something suitable for that 10K run that you and I might do on a more regular basis than perhaps going for longer distances. Similar concept for what was developed for Eliud Kipchoge in terms of the Zoom foam that is within this shoe. So the Zoom foam within this shoe is developed in order to give energy back to the runner to maximize their efficiency and their running economy and basically improve the speeds in which they run at. So this shoe is in effect acting as a spring, generating more power. There is no carbon fiber plate within the shoe at all though, unlike the Alpha. Naturally, when looking at shoes, we're always looking to maximize our own performance, whether that's running speed or duration. And that is the usual deciding factor for shoes. However, for me, that is not the case. Back in 2012, 2013, when I was training for the Decathlon, I actually ended up tearing my Achilles, and that injury lasted for about 5 years. So when I'm increasing my mileage, I tend to have a bit of Achilles tendon pain, a bit of soreness, and I have to deal with it, manage it over a few weeks. That means the normal kind of shoe I utilize is something like this. This is the ASICS Nimbus or the ASICS Cumulus. Now, the reasoning that for the past 5 years, I have used highly neutral cushioned shoes from ASICS like the Nimbus and the Cumulus is basically to absorb the impact whilst I run. Prior to that, I had used several brands, usually ASICS or Nike, but never one of their highly cushioned trainers. The reason for this change was solely down to the injury. And I found that of all the trainers I utilized, the ASICS Nimbus was the best trainer going. However, many of my athletes are using Nike shoes at the moment, and I was interested to discover whether I would enjoy running in a Nike trainer once more. Here we go then. Therefore, I was interested in whether the technology developed to give energy back to the runner, that's part of the Zoom foam, would actually benefit someone with an Achilles injury. Rather than going for a heavy, heavily cushioned shoe like this, which weighs substantially more, my thought was that if I have a lighter shoe, that means less weight away from my body, which means less stress, allowing the energy I put into the floor to come back into my body rather than being stationary, because I find running at slower speeds is actually more uncomfortable than running at a slightly faster pace for myself. My concerns were really around the irritation my Achilles would find and that the fact that the collar on the Pegasus Turbo 2 is very, very thin. It mentions about having Achilles tapered technology around the cuff of the shoe, basically to reduce inflammation. But what I find with my injury is that my foot usually requires some stability in this area. Now, don't get me wrong, this is solid. It's very, very firm, but it's very, very thin. So would this be a problem for me? I'm only recording this for one reason. This shoe was amazing, absolutely phenomenal. Now, whether or not you have an injury or not, I highly encourage you to try a shoe which has the Zoom X foam within it. Whether you go for something like this, or you're gonna go further up the ladder and choose the Alpha Fly, the Next Percent Fly, whichever you go for, try one. I have never felt such a difference from sticking on a pair of trainers. First up, this isn't an advert. I didn't get sent one of these. Well, I did get sent, but only because I made a purchase online. They didn't send it for me to try out and talk about online. This is completely factual and evidence-based. I stuck these trainers on and instantly felt like Bambi. Bambi on ice. I felt a little bit unstable, to be quite honest. When I did move backwards on the shoe, it was quite a strange feeling, a sensation to wanting to fall backwards. But when I moved forwards, I actually found myself wanting to propel myself forwards. And this is just taking a couple of steps around in my hallway. I couldn't control myself. For the first 500 meters, I felt very, very, very unusual. Unstable, moving laterally, finding myself working extra hard just to maintain my normal tall posture as I run. However, after 500 meters, things started changing. My cadence increased. I added about 15 strides per minute to my cadence because my body was constantly finding itself wanting to propel itself forwards. I was falling forwards as such. So I needed to engage my core a lot to stay strong, stay in that tall position, but the shoe was actually countering for the impacts landing into the floor and throwing me forwards. So Nike's claims about energy coming back to the body, completely true at this point. And this was really, really noticeable. My K-splits were about 12 to 18 seconds a kilometer faster in a pair of these, as opposed to a pair of these. What about the injury though? How was the Achilles feeling? Well, the reason I was so astounded was that it wasn't just about performance. I wasn't just running faster. I wasn't feeling that energy. I also noticed that my Achilles hurt an awful lot less. Now, I can't quite work out whether that's to do with the energy transfer that I was experiencing within this shoe, whether it was because it was throwing my torso forwards with every stride, but it really did make an impact in terms of my pain scale. So I usually rate my pain scale between 1 and 10 every single run. Wearing these as opposed to my normal cushioned trainers, I was about 2 to 3 points lower on that pain scale. What was even better was that I was expecting, well, that evening, the next day, to find my calves incredibly tight, find them to be irritating my Achilles. It was quite the opposite. I woke up with pretty much zero pain and no tightness. So what have we learned? We've found that the Zoom X technology really does exist. It does give you power back. It does make you faster per kilometer. There is no doubt in my mind that I ran that 12 to 18 seconds faster per kilometer solely based on these trainers. It improved my cadence, and by improving my cadence, that reduces my chance of injury. The energy transfer in the foam appears to reduce the impact on my injury, and it also means that I'm spending less time hammering the ground and rather pushing the ground behind me, which is exactly what we want to be doing when we want to run faster. In my opinion, I would encourage you to grab a pair of these and try them out, whether or not that's for speed or whether or not that's just to experience the technology advances in foam and how sometimes we need to think a little bit outside of the box. Maybe choosing a shoe which is heavy but also heavily cushioned isn't suitable for everything. Now, will I be wearing these Nike Pegasus Turbo Shoes for every run? No. If it's under 10 kilometers, if it's a fast run, if it's something like between a 2 and an 8 kilometer, I will always be choosing these shoes. If it's longer, I'm gonna be going back to my ASICs. I'm gonna be looking after that foot over the longer mileage because there is one caveat for this foam. It's that it's not meant to last that long. So I don't know what the lifespan of this foam will be yet. It might be 100 to 200 kilometers less than I'm used to, but in terms of giving myself a bit of respite from the Achilles soreness that I sometimes experience, it is well worth that sacrifice. My leaving gesture for you is to go and encourage you to get one of these, head to the Nike store or whatever running shop you use, and just go and try one of these trainers out. It is absolutely amazing. I cannot get over just how good this shoe has been for me. I'm gonna actually head out and do my next run in the Turbo 2s. For now though, thanks very much for watching and listening to us. I hope this information has been useful for when you make your next shoe purchase. You can find out more about Performance Physique by heading to www.performancephysique.co.uk. Follow us on Instagram, performance_physique, or why not click subscribe down here, turn your notifications on, and every time we do a new video around running, training, and nutrition, you will find out. For now though, my name is Arj. You've been watching FNTC TV from Performance Physique. Take care. I'm out.